WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's partly cloudy and 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny, breezy today, a high around 92. A red flag warning will be in effect for the entire listening area from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In Western Iowa news, two Nebraska residents were injured Monday on Interstate 29 near Crescent in Pottawatomie County when a van ran out of gas and was hit from behind. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2002 Ford Windstar van driven by 32-year-old Brylona Moreland of Omaha was traveling south on I-29 at around 6:10 p.m. when the vehicle's gas tank ran dry. The van came to rest on the traveled portion of the interstate and was hit from behind by a 2007 Pontiac, driven by 27-year-old Christopher Busser of Bellevue, Nebraska. Following the impact, both vehicles came to rest in the west ditch. Moreland and a passenger of the van, 34-year-old Terrell Jones of Omaha, were transported to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Neither was wearing a seatbelt. Busser suffered minor injuries but refused medical treatment at the scene. Officials say several traffic citations were issued to Moreland. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
It was a bad weekend for motorcycle accidents here in southwest Iowa. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said 38-year-old Joshua Sewer of Council Bluffs, who was not wearing a helmet, died Sunday at a hospital in Omaha following an accident that took place Saturday evening. Northwest of Underwood, witnesses told authorities two southbound motorcycles traveling on L-34 passed them at a high rate of speed. Sewer, who was on one of the cycles, apparently wasn't able to negotiate the curve near Sumac Road and lost control of his vehicle. The Iowa State Patrol says a Mills County man was injured in a motorcycle accident Sunday afternoon near Glenwood. 20-year-old Lucas Ring of Glenwood was thrown from the Yamaha FCR 600R cycle he was driving when it entered a ditch. Ring was wearing a helmet. The accident happened around 2:40 p.m., when Ring was traveling north on 221st Street and drove onto the shoulder of the road before losing control. He was transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital by Glenwood Rescue. And 39-year-old Renee Hansen was transported to the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic and later transferred by helicopter to Creighton Medical Center after the motorcycle she was driving southbound on Highway 83 near Walnut ran off the roadway on a curb and entered the south ditch at around 4 p.m. Saturday. It was not clear from the sheriff's report where Hansen was from. Police in Council Bluffs report a fast food store was robbed Monday night. Officials say at around 9:50 p.m., two masked robbers entered through the back door of the Popeye's Chicken at 3440 West Broadway just before closing time and demanded money. One of the suspects, who was armed with a handgun, held five employees of the store at gunpoint, while the other took an undetermined amount of cash. The robbers fled out the back door of the restaurant. No getaway car was seen. Employees say the act was committed by two white men wearing gloves and hooded sweatshirts. The men were described as being about 5 feet 6 to 5 feet 8 inches tall. Police in Glenwood say one person was taken into custody following an investigation Monday into a suspicious persons report. Authorities said 25-year-old Kenneth Hartwell was charged with fourth-degree theft, third-degree criminal mischief, and driving under suspension after officers responded to a call about a person tampering with campers in the 200 block of Valley Street in Glenwood. During their investigation, officers located items allegedly stolen from the campers. Hartwell was transported to the Mills County Jail. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that an Adair man had been arrested Sunday. 29-year-old Zlatko Kendick was taken into custody on a charge of OWI first offense. Kendick was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Officials said also that Cody Hansen of Atlantic was cited following an accident Friday evening at 7th and Plum Streets. Vehicles driven by Hansen and Jeffrey Richter of Atlantic were traveling east on 7th at around 5:25 p.m. when Richter stopped at the stoplight and Hansen failed to stop in time and collided with the rear of the Richter vehicle, causing $2,300 damage. Hansen was cited for failure to maintain control. KJAN News Time is 7:12. I'll have a look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Marjorie J. Peterson, age 92, of Kimbleton, died Friday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marjorie Peterson will be held today at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Bill Westfall, age 87, of Fontenelle, died Friday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Bill Westfall will be held today at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Robert William Young, age 83, of Walnut, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Young will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Sharon K. Brundage, age 63, of Irwin, died Friday at the Carroll Health Center. Funeral services for Sharon Brundage will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Coach Bob Doubt, age 74, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Bob Doubt will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Loretta Comas, age 91, of Exira, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Loretta Comas will be Thursday at 10 a.m. in the Annunciation Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Isla Rhodes, age 92, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Isla Maxine Rhodes will be held Thursday at 11:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Martha Louise Grover, age 97, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Martha Grover will be this Friday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home. Gerald Herrick, age 96, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Gerald Herrick will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Arlene Hansen, age 84, who's formerly of Elkhorn, died August 13th in Des Moines. A memorial service for Darlene Hansen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Des Moines. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.